The Only Investment Guide You'll Ever Need. By Andrew Tobias. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Only Investment Guide You'll Ever Need by Andrew Tobias is a comprehensive guide to investing for beginners. It covers the basics of investing, from understanding stocks and bonds to choosing mutual funds and other investments. The book also provides advice on how to manage risk, diversify your portfolio, and make smart decisions when it comes to taxes. Additionally, Tobias offers tips on how to save money in retirement accounts such as 401k, S or IRAs. Tobias begins by discussing the importance of having an investment plan that fits your individual needs. He explains the different types of investments available and their associated risks and rewards. He then goes into detail about stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, exchange-traded funds, REITs, real estate investment trusts, commodities trading, options trading, futures contracts and more. Next, he discusses asset allocation, which is deciding what percentage of your portfolio should be invested in each type of investment, as well as strategies for managing risk through diversification. He also talks about tax-advantaged savings plans like 401k, S or IRAs. Finally, he gives readers practical advice on how to choose a broker or financial advisor who can help them with their investments, how to research potential investments, when it's time to sell, where they can find reliable information online, and much more. Overall, this book provides an excellent overview of all aspects related to investing for those just starting out in the world of finance. Its easy-to-understand language makes it accessible even for those without any prior knowledge or experience with investing. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Investing in stocks is a great way to build wealth. Stocks are a great way to build wealth over time, as they can provide a steady stream of income and appreciation in value. Investing in stocks requires research and understanding of the markets, but can be a great way to build wealth over the long term. Main idea number 2. Diversify your investments. Diversifying your investments is key to reducing risk and maximizing returns. Investing in a variety of different asset classes, such as stocks, bonds, and real estate, can help to spread out risk and ensure that you are not overly exposed to any one asset class. Main idea number 3. Understand the risks associated with investing. Investing carries with it a certain amount of risk, and it is important to understand the risks associated with each type of investment. Knowing the risks associated with each type of investment can help you make informed decisions and manage your investments more effectively. Main idea number 4. Invest for the long term. Investing for the long term is key to building wealth. Investing for the long term allows you to take advantage of compounding returns and benefit from the power of compounding interest. Main idea number 5. Invest in yourself. Investing in yourself is one of the best investments you can make. Investing in yourself can include things like education, training, and personal development. Investing in yourself can help you to become more successful and increase your earning potential. Main idea number 6. Invest in what you know. Investing in what you know is a great way to reduce risk and increase returns. Investing in what you know can help you to make informed decisions and understand the risks associated with each type of investment. Main idea number 7. Invest in quality companies. Investing in quality companies is a great way to reduce risk and increase returns. Investing in quality companies can help to ensure that you are investing in companies that have a track record of success and are likely to continue to be successful in the future. Main idea number 8. Invest in index funds. investing in index funds is a great way to diversify your investments and reduce risk. Index funds are a type of mutual fund that tracks a specific index, such as the S&P 500, and can provide a low-cost way to diversify your investments. Main idea number 9. Invest in real estate. Investing in real estate is a great way to diversify your investments and build wealth. Investing in real estate can provide a steady stream of income and appreciation in value over time. Main idea number 10. Invest in bonds. Investing in bonds is a great way to diversify your investments and reduce risk. Bonds are a type of debt instrument that can provide a steady stream of income and can be a great way to diversify your investments. Main idea number 11. Invest in commodities. Investing in commodities is a great way to diversify your investments and reduce risk. Investing in commodities can provide a steady stream of income and can be a great way to diversify your investments. Main idea number 12. Invest in international markets. Investing in international markets is a great way to diversify your investments and reduce risk. Investing in international markets can provide a steady stream of income and can be a great way to diversify your investments. Main idea number 13. Invest in alternative investments. Investing in alternative investments is a great way to diversify your investments and reduce risk. Investing in alternative investments can provide a steady stream of income and can be a great way to diversify your investments. Main idea number 14. Invest in mutual funds. Investing in mutual funds is a great way to diversify your investments and reduce risk. Investing in mutual funds can provide a steady stream of income and can be a great way to diversify your investments. Main idea number 15. Invest in exchange-traded funds. Investing in exchange-traded funds is a great way to diversify your investments and reduce risk. Investing in exchange-traded funds can provide a steady stream of income and can be a great way to diversify your investments. Main idea number 16. Invest in tax-advantaged accounts. Investing in tax-advantaged accounts is a great way to reduce your tax burden and increase your returns. Investing in tax-advantaged accounts can help to reduce your tax burden and increase your returns over time. Main idea number 17. Invest in dividend-paying stocks. Investing in dividend-paying stocks is a great way to generate income and build wealth. Investing in dividend-paying stocks can provide a steady stream of income and can be a great way to build wealth over the long term. Main idea number 18. Invest in growth stocks. Investing in growth stocks is a great way to benefit from the potential for capital appreciation. Investing in growth stocks can provide the potential for capital appreciation and can be a great way to build wealth over the long term. Main idea number 19. Invest in value stocks. Investing in value stocks is a great way to benefit from the potential for capital appreciation. Investing in value stocks can provide the potential for capital appreciation and can be a great way to build wealth over the long term. Main idea number 20. Invest in socially responsible investments. Investing in socially responsible investments is a great way to invest in companies that are making a positive impact on the world. Investing in socially responsible investments can provide a steady stream of income and can be a great way to build wealth over the long term. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Investing in stocks is a great way to build wealth over time. Stocks provide investors with the potential for both income and appreciation of value, making them an attractive option for those looking to grow their wealth. When investing in stocks, it's important to do your research and understand the markets before committing any money. This will help you make informed decisions about which stocks are right for you and how much risk you're willing to take on. Once you have done your research and chosen the stocks that best fit your goals, it's important to stay up to date on market news so that you can adjust your portfolio as needed. Investing regularly in quality companies can be a great way to build long-term wealth, as stock prices tend to rise over time due to inflation and other factors. It's also wise not to put all of your eggs into one basket when investing in stocks. Diversifying across different sectors or industries can help reduce risk while still allowing for growth opportunities. With patience and discipline, investing in stocks can be a great way to create financial security over the long term. Main idea number two. Diversifying your investments is an important part of any successful investment strategy. By investing in a variety of different asset classes, you can reduce the risk associated with any one particular type of investment and increase the potential for higher returns. Investing in stocks, bonds, real estate, commodities, and other alternative investments can help to spread out risk and ensure that you are not overly exposed to any one asset class. When diversifying your portfolio, it is important to consider both short-term goals as well as long-term objectives. Short-term goals may include generating income or capital gains, while long-term objectives could be retirement planning or wealth accumulation over time. It is also important to understand how each asset class behaves differently under various market conditions so that you can make informed decisions about which assets will best meet your needs. Finally, it is essential to review your portfolio regularly and rebalance when necessary. Rebalancing helps maintain the desired level of risk by ensuring that no single asset class dominates the overall portfolio allocation. This process should be done on a regular basis in order to maximize returns while minimizing risks. Main idea number three. Investing carries with it a certain amount of risk, and it is important to understand the risks associated with each type of investment. Different types of investments carry different levels of risk, from low-risk investments such as government bonds to higher-risk investments such as stocks or commodities. Knowing the risks associated with each type of investment can help you make informed decisions and manage your investments more effectively. For example, stocks are generally considered to be higher risk than other types of investments because their value can fluctuate significantly over time. On the other hand, bonds tend to be less risky since they usually provide a fixed rate of return over time. It is important to consider both the potential rewards and risks when making any kind of investment decision. In addition to understanding the specific risks associated with different types of investments, it is also important for investors to understand how their overall portfolio may be affected by changes in market conditions or economic events. Diversifying your portfolio across multiple asset classes can help reduce overall risk while still allowing you access to potentially profitable opportunities. Finally, investors should always remember that no matter what type or combination of assets they choose for their portfolios, there will always be some degree of risk involved in investing. By understanding these risks and taking steps to mitigate them through diversification and careful research into individual securities or funds, investors can increase their chances for success in achieving their financial goals. Main idea number four. Investing for the long term is a key component of building wealth. By investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, and other investments over an extended period of time, you can take advantage of compounding returns and benefit from the power of compounding interest. This means that your money will grow exponentially as it accumulates more interest over time. When investing for the long term, it's important to diversify your portfolio across different asset classes such as stocks, bonds, real estate, and cash equivalents. Diversification helps reduce risk by spreading out your investments so that if one investment performs poorly or loses value due to market conditions or other factors, you won't be overly exposed to losses in any single area. It's also important to have a plan when investing for the long term. You should decide on how much money you want to invest each month or year and what types of investments are best suited for achieving your financial goals. Additionally, having a strategy in place can help ensure that you stay disciplined with your investments even during times when markets may be volatile. Main idea number five. Investing in yourself is one of the most important investments you can make. It involves taking time to develop your skills, knowledge, and abilities so that you can become more successful and increase your earning potential. Investing in yourself includes things like further education, training courses, personal development activities such as reading books or attending seminars, and even investing in tools or equipment that will help you do a better job. By investing in yourself, you are giving yourself an opportunity to grow professionally and personally. You may find new career opportunities open up for you or be able to take on more responsibility at work. You could also gain valuable experience which could lead to higher salaries or promotions down the line. In addition to increasing your earning potential, investing in yourself can also give you greater confidence and self-esteem. When we invest our time into developing ourselves, it gives us a sense of accomplishment which helps boost our morale. Ultimately, when we invest in ourselves, it pays off both financially and emotionally. So if there's something out there that interests you, whether it's learning a new language or taking up a hobby, don't hesitate. Investing in yourself is always worth the effort. Main idea number 6. Investing in what you know is a great way to reduce risk and increase returns. It can be an effective strategy for those who are new to investing, as well as experienced investors. By investing in what you know, you can make informed decisions about the types of investments that best suit your needs and goals. When investing in something familiar, it's important to understand the risks associated with each type of investment. For example, if you're considering stocks or bonds, research the company or industry before making any commitments. This will help ensure that your money is invested wisely and not wasted on risky investments. It's also important to diversify your portfolio when investing in what you know. Investing all of your money into one sector or asset class could leave you vulnerable if there were sudden changes within that market. Diversifying across different sectors and asset classes can help protect against losses due to market volatility. Finally, it's essential to stay up to date on news related to the markets and industries where you have invested. Keeping track of current events can help inform decisions about when it may be time to buy or sell certain assets. Main idea number 7. Investing in quality companies is a great way to reduce risk and increase returns. Quality companies are those that have a proven track record of success, strong financials, and good management teams. Investing in these types of companies can help to ensure that you are investing in businesses with the potential for long-term growth and profitability. Quality companies also tend to be more resilient during economic downturns, making them an attractive option for investors looking for stability. When selecting quality stocks, it's important to look at factors such as earnings per share, EPS, return on equity, ROE, debt-to-equity ratio, D/E, and price-to-earnings ratio, P/E. These metrics can provide insight into how well a company is performing financially and whether or not it has the potential for future growth. Additionally, researching the company's history of dividend payments can give you an idea of its commitment to shareholders. It's also important to consider the industry in which the company operates when evaluating its prospects. Companies operating within industries that are expected to experience significant growth over time may offer greater upside potential than those operating within mature industries. Finally, it's essential to diversify your portfolio by investing in multiple quality stocks from different sectors so that if one stock underperforms due to sector-specific issues or macroeconomic conditions, your overall portfolio will remain relatively unaffected. Main idea number 8. Investing in index funds is a great way to diversify your investments and reduce risk. Index funds are a type of mutual fund that tracks a specific index, such as the S&P 500, and can provide a low-cost way to diversify your investments. By investing in an index fund, you gain exposure to all the stocks within that particular index without having to purchase each stock individually. This allows you to spread out your risk across multiple companies while still benefiting from any potential gains made by those companies. Index funds also tend to have lower fees than actively managed mutual funds since they don't require active management or research into individual stocks. Additionally, because these types of funds track an entire market rather than just one company or sector, they can help protect against losses due to downturns in certain sectors or industries. Finally, investing in an index fund provides access to some of the best performing stocks on the market without having to do extensive research yourself. Main idea number 9. Investing in real estate is a great way to diversify your investments and build wealth. Real estate can provide a steady stream of income through rental payments, as well as appreciation in value over time. Investing in real estate also offers tax advantages, such as deductions for mortgage interest and property taxes. Additionally, investing in real estate can be an effective hedge against inflation since the value of land tends to increase with inflation. When considering investing in real estate, it's important to understand the different types of properties available and how they may fit into your overall investment strategy. Residential properties are typically single-family homes or multi-unit dwellings that generate rental income from tenants. Commercial properties include office buildings, retail stores, warehouses, and other business facilities that generate revenue from rent or lease agreements with businesses. It's also important to consider the location when investing in real estate. Certain areas may have higher demand than others due to job growth or other factors, which could lead to increased rents or appreciation potential. Finally, investors should research local laws regarding zoning regulations and tenant rights before making any decisions about purchasing a property. Main idea number 10. Investing in bonds is a great way to diversify your investments and reduce risk. Bonds are a type of debt instrument that can provide a steady stream of income, making them an attractive option for those looking to build wealth over time. When you invest in bonds, you are essentially lending money to the issuer, usually a government or corporation, and they will pay you interest on the loan until it matures. This makes investing in bonds less risky than stocks since there is no chance of losing your principal investment. Bonds also tend to be more stable than stocks because their prices don't fluctuate as much due to market conditions. This means that if the stock market takes a downturn, bond prices may not drop as drastically as stock prices do. Additionally, when interest rates rise, bond prices usually fall, which can help protect investors from inflationary pressures. When investing in bonds, it's important to consider factors such as maturity date, credit rating, and coupon rate before committing any funds. It's also important to understand how different types of bonds work so that you can make informed decisions about where best to allocate your capital. Main idea number 11. Investing in commodities is a great way to diversify your investments and reduce risk. Commodities are physical goods such as oil, gold, silver, wheat, corn, coffee beans, and other raw materials that can be bought and sold on the open market. Investing in commodities can provide a steady stream of income since prices tend to fluctuate with supply and demand. It also provides an opportunity for investors to benefit from price movements without having to own the actual commodity. When investing in commodities, it is important to understand how they work before making any decisions. Investors should research different types of commodities available for investment as well as their associated risks. Additionally, investors should consider factors such as storage costs when deciding which type of commodity they want to invest in. Commodity investments can be made through futures contracts or exchange-traded funds, ETFs. Futures contracts involve buying or selling a certain amount of a commodity at a predetermined price on an agreed-upon date, while ETFs allow investors to buy shares representing ownership in various baskets of commodities. Overall, investing in commodities can be beneficial for those looking for diversification within their portfolio and who have some knowledge about the markets involved. However, it is important that potential investors do their due diligence before committing any money into this type of investment. Main idea number 12. Investing in international markets can be a great way to diversify your investments and reduce risk. By investing in different countries, you are able to spread out the risks associated with any one particular market or economy. Investing internationally also allows you to take advantage of different economic cycles and trends that may not be present in your home country. Additionally, it gives investors access to new opportunities that may not exist domestically. When investing internationally, it is important to research the local laws and regulations of each country before making an investment decision. It is also important to understand the currency exchange rate between countries, as this will affect how much money you make or lose on an investment. Finally, it is essential for investors to have a good understanding of global macroeconomic trends so they can better assess potential investments. Overall, investing in international markets can provide a steady stream of income and can be a great way to diversify your investments. With careful research and due diligence, investors can reap significant rewards from their international investments. Main idea number 13. Investing in alternative investments is a great way to diversify your portfolio and reduce risk. Alternative investments can include real estate, private equity, hedge funds, commodities, venture capital, and more. These types of investments often provide higher returns than traditional stocks or bonds but also come with greater risks. Investing in alternative investments can be a great way to diversify your portfolio and potentially increase returns. When investing in alternative investments, it's important to understand the different types of investment vehicles available as well as their associated risks. It's also important to research the specific asset class you are considering investing in before making any decisions. Additionally, it's wise to consult with an experienced financial advisor who can help guide you through the process. Alternative investments may not be suitable for everyone, so it's important that investors do their due diligence before committing any money into these types of assets. However, if done correctly, they can offer significant rewards over time while helping diversify one's overall portfolio. Main idea number 14. Investing in mutual funds is a great way to diversify your investments and reduce risk. Mutual funds are professionally managed portfolios of stocks, bonds, and other securities that can be purchased through a broker or financial advisor. By investing in a variety of different assets, you can spread out the risk associated with any one particular asset class. This means that if one asset class performs poorly, it won't have as much impact on your overall portfolio. Mutual funds also provide investors with access to professional money managers who make decisions about which securities to buy and sell based on their research and analysis. This helps ensure that your investments are well diversified across different sectors and industries so you don't put all your eggs in one basket. Additionally, many mutual fund companies offer low fees compared to other types of investment vehicles. Finally, investing in mutual funds can provide a steady stream of income over time due to dividend payments from the underlying stocks held within the fund. Dividend payments are typically paid out quarterly or annually depending on the type of fund you invest in. Main idea number 15. Investing in exchange-traded funds, ETFs, is a great way to diversify your investments and reduce risk. ETFs are baskets of securities that track an index, such as the S&P 500 or Dow Jones Industrial Average. By investing in ETFs, you can gain exposure to a wide range of stocks without having to buy individual shares. This helps spread out your risk across different sectors and industries. ETFs also provide investors with a steady stream of income since they pay dividends on their holdings. The dividend payments from ETFs can be reinvested into more shares, allowing for compounding returns over time. Additionally, many ETFs have low management fees compared to actively managed mutual funds. Finally, investing in ETFs allows you to take advantage of market movements without having to pick individual stocks or manage your own portfolio. You can simply purchase an ETF that tracks the index you want and let it do its job while you focus on other aspects of your financial life. Main idea number 16. Investing in tax-advantaged accounts is a great way to reduce your tax burden and increase your returns. Tax-advantaged accounts are investment vehicles that allow you to defer or even eliminate taxes on the income earned from investments within them. This can be especially beneficial for those who have high incomes, as they may be able to save more money by investing in these types of accounts than if they were taxed at their regular rate. The most common type of tax-advantaged account is an individual retirement account, IRA. IRAs offer several benefits, including the ability to invest pre-tax dollars into stocks, bonds, mutual funds, and other investments. The earnings from these investments grow tax-free until you withdraw them during retirement. Additionally, some employers offer 401k plans which also provide similar advantages. Another popular option is a health savings account, HSA. HSAs are designed specifically for individuals with high out-of-pocket medical expenses and allow them to set aside pre-tax dollars for qualified medical expenses such as doctor visits or prescription drugs. These funds can then be withdrawn without incurring any taxes. Finally, There are 529 college savings plans which allow parents or guardians to save money for future educational costs while receiving certain federal and state tax benefits. Contributions made into this type of plan grow over time without being subject to taxation until withdrawals are made. By taking advantage of these various types of tax-advantaged accounts, investors can significantly reduce their overall taxable income while still earning returns on their investments over time. Main idea number 17. Investing in dividend-paying stocks is a great way to generate income and build wealth. Dividend payments are made by companies that have been profitable, so investing in these types of stocks can provide investors with a steady stream of income. Additionally, dividends can be reinvested into the stock, allowing for compounding returns over time. This makes dividend-paying stocks an attractive option for long-term investors who want to grow their wealth. When selecting dividend-paying stocks, it's important to consider factors such as the company's financial health and its ability to pay out consistent dividends over time. It's also important to look at the yield on the stock. This is how much you will receive in terms of dividends relative to your investment amount. Generally speaking, higher yields indicate more potential return but may come with greater risk. Finally, it's important to diversify your portfolio when investing in dividend-paying stocks. Investing too heavily in one particular sector or company could lead to significant losses if something were to go wrong with that particular business or industry. Main idea number 18. Investing in growth stocks can be a great way to benefit from the potential for capital appreciation. Growth stocks are those that have the potential to increase their value over time, as they tend to outperform other types of investments. These companies typically have strong fundamentals and are expected to grow faster than the overall market. Investing in growth stocks can provide investors with an opportunity to capitalize on this potential for increased returns. When investing in growth stocks, it is important to do your research and understand what you are buying into. It is also important to diversify your portfolio by investing in different sectors or industries so that you don't put all of your eggs into one basket. Additionally, it is wise not to invest too heavily in any single stock. Instead, spread out your investments across several different companies. Growth stocks can be volatile and risky investments due to their higher risk profile compared with other types of securities such as bonds or cash equivalents. Therefore, it is essential that investors take a long-term approach when investing in these types of securities and remain patient during periods of volatility or downturns. Main idea number 19. Investing in value stocks is a great way to benefit from the potential for capital appreciation. Value stocks are those that trade at a lower price relative to their intrinsic worth, and they can provide investors with an opportunity to purchase shares of companies at discounted prices. By investing in these types of stocks, investors can potentially benefit from higher returns over time as the stock's market price rises closer to its true value. Value investing requires patience and research, however. Investors must be willing to do their due diligence when researching potential investments and understand how different factors such as company fundamentals, industry trends, macroeconomic conditions, and other variables may affect the performance of a particular stock. Additionally, it is important for investors to have realistic expectations about what kind of return they should expect on their investment. Overall, investing in value stocks can be a great way to build wealth over the long term if done correctly. It provides investors with an opportunity to buy into companies at discounted prices while also benefiting from any future appreciation in share prices that may occur due to changes in market sentiment or improved business performance. Main idea number 20. Investing in socially responsible investments is a great way to make an impact on the world while also building wealth. These investments can range from investing in companies that are focused on environmental sustainability to those that promote social justice and human rights. By investing in these types of companies, you can help create positive change while also earning a return on your investment. When considering socially responsible investments, it's important to do your research and understand what type of company you're investing in. You should look into their mission statement and values as well as any potential risks associated with the investment. Additionally, it's important to consider how much risk you're willing to take when making this type of investment. Socially responsible investments can be a great way for investors who want to make an impact without sacrificing returns or taking too much risk. With careful research and due diligence, these types of investments can provide both financial security and peace of mind knowing that your money is being used for good. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.